Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. This is Tristan Angus with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Brisbane City Council celebrated 100 years of Greater Brisbane meetings yesterday, since replacing the historical system of smaller councils. The first meeting of the Greater Brisbane Mega Council, which operates at a similar level to a smaller state government, first met on 18th March 1925 and replaced the conglomeration of 20 local authorities. The Shriner and LNP-run council came under fire for posting about the milestone amidst council meetings to evict rough sleepers from Brisbane parks. In more local news, Deputy Premier Jared Blagie has extended the period for community consultation for two new wind farms awaiting government approval. Applications for the Marmadua Energy Park and the Middle Creek Energy Hub east of western downtown Tara and south of Wandoan are open and have been issued with proposed call-in notices. The Deputy Premier cited the need to fully complete community consultation to an adequate standard before issuing the developers their license to proceed. In national news, a study predicts that Australians will consume more junk food than fruits and vegetables in the next 5 years, with discretionary food intake high in salt, fat, and sugar increasing by 18%. Nutrition scientist Gilly Hendry highlights the need to support healthier eating to combat issues like diabetes, heart disease, and high blood pressure. She said the National Preventive Health Strategy aims to increase fruit consumption to 2 servings, vegetables to 5, and reduce discretionary food intake to under 20% every day. She stresses the need for greater access to fresh produce, especially in rural areas. Previous government efforts, including healthy eating policies and a potential sugar tax, may reduce consumption.
Tensions over a battery storage development in Victoria's Dedrang flared as residents strongly opposed it over the last year. At a local council meeting, the Alpine Shire Council voted against supporting the project over concerns, including environmental and bushfire risks. Mint Renewables applied to build a battery energy storage system next to the Dedrang terminal station, which would be comprised of 40 solar-powered battery units that can be released when needed. Nearby Yakandadar is aiming for 100% renewable energy-powered infrastructure, creating a divide between the two towns. In international news, NASA's stranded astronauts have arrived safely on Earth, landing off the coast of Florida this morning. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams were stuck in space for 286 days, 278 days longer than expected, after their Boeing Starliner capsule failed. Their return to Earth was delayed due to issues with the SpaceX training capsule, with the long-awaited relief crew arriving on Sunday. The capsule parachuted into the ocean after re-entry, with a pod of dolphins the first to welcome the astronauts back to Earth. The International Space Station is due to be decommissioned in 2030 and replaced by private entities to allow NASA to focus on moon expeditions. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more Zedlines. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.